kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Pete Euler will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUE News Time is 8:27, making it Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line today representatives of the Emporia High Band. We've got Director Glenn Willard joining us. We also have Bass Band members Cass Samples and Jack Wiest on the phone here with us today. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Jack, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Good deal. Cass, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good deal.
Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Glenn, before we start talking about the upcoming disc golf fundraiser that you got cooking this weekend, let's talk about band camp, because you guys are in the thick of putting together this year's show, correct?
We absolutely are.
What are you working here on band camp? For folks that don't know, that don't have any band really background, what happens during band camp week for Emporia High?
So we do a lot of learning our marching fundamentals. You know, it seems like we're just walking around out there on the field, but there's a lot of detail that gets really grueling, and we're carrying heavy instruments. So we got to break down all these different techniques in marching. And then in the afternoons, we work on all of our music and getting our halftime show music together and getting all pregame and our stands tunes and parade music and everything put together. So there's a lot going on out here.
And no doubt about that. So Glenn, do you adjust for the heat like in the afternoons?
Oh yeah. We spend our mornings for the most part outside doing marching, and then after lunchtime we stay inside, because especially this week,
yeah,
man, that's
good idea.
Cool.
Jack, what is the show this year? Do you have your everything all set up, at least for the music on that side?
Yeah, so the show this year is usually, we're trying to theme it around the idea of best served cold. And usually what this means is that we're trying to get into the idea of, like, revenge and growth. So all of our songs are really focused around the idea of that we're just trying to get back at COVID from what it took from.
Cass, what has you excited about this show?
I'm so excited because these songs are honestly songs that I've listened to a lot, except the Transformers one. I can't say I've listened to the Transformers one, but I honestly just love the idea, and our show has so many great people putting it together, and I know that's going to be awesome.
Good deal. Well, before we kind of end our interview here, we got to shift over to the fundraising disc golf tournaments. And Jack, I'll let you relay when and where we need to gather here for the disc golf tournament.
Yeah, so it's going to happen this weekend on Saturday, August 5th, and it starts at 12. However, at 9 a.m., you want to usually check in, and then the start time is at 10 a.m., however, the band performance is at 12. Now, it's going to be held at the Flint Hills Technical College disc golf course. And when you check in, you want to go over to the Dynamics disc sort of canopy and, like, tent area.
Okay, so this is going to be a pretty short, fast track for everybody that's involved here. Cass, talk about the performance. What are you guys going to do here and kind of serenading us on our way with disc golf here at noon?
We're going to give you a glimpse of our show music, probably a couple pep tunes as well.
Okay.
All right. Glenn, what are your numbers this year? You like what you got?
Yeah, we're looking good. We're sitting right around 80 kids, wow, which is a little bit lower than normal, but nothing crazy. And I tell you what, those 80 kids we got are all just fully bought in and bringing their positive attitudes like we've never seen before.
That's got it. From your perspective, that's got to be heartening, getting into the meat of the season and really getting to the start of the school year too.
Oh man, it's got me so fired up, and got our staff and all our kids so fired up. It's just everything's looking so good for the future.
Okay. How much does it cost to get involved here with the tournament? What's the registration cost going to be, and how do we get registered for the disc golf tournament Saturday?
So I believe it is a $30 entry fee, and you can go to, I believe it's posted on the Dynamic Disc website, and we have a Facebook event that is EHS Band Disc Golf Fundraiser, and that's got links to our URL there. And then there are also flyers put up in local businesses around town with QR codes to the entry fees and the registration.
So basically everything is ready to go here for Saturday. Again, 9 o'clock for registration, 10 o'clock start time, the band performance at noon. Are we missing anything that you guys wanted to bring up here this morning?
So there are a couple things. We want to give a big shout-out to Dynamic Discs for setting this up. We came to them with this idea, and they just made it happen. They put it together and made so much stuff for us and just made it super easy. So we really want to thank Dynamic Discs and our Spartan Band Boosters program. Our executive board and our director, our president, T.R. Stewart, has put this together and reached out to Dynamic Discs. So big thanks to both of those organizations. And then along with the disc golf tournament, there's also going to be a few other things. We will have a raffle drawing with a bunch of really great items donated from local businesses. We got some things from Trox, from Dynamic Disc, Gravel City Roasters, Commercial Street Diner, and just a whole bunch more decided to donate some items for that raffle. So we really appreciate the community support there. And we'll be having a bake sale out there as well. And then we also just actually found out this week that Saturday is National Disc Golf Day.
Yeah.
So that worked out really well. We're very excited about that. And Dynamic Discs, because of that, has decided to offer a free disc for anybody who joins this tournament who is new to disc golf. So if you're looking to try out disc golf because it's such a big thing in this community and it's a good way to get outside, you'll get a free disc out of it.
You know, one thing we haven't asked you, considering this is a fundraising disc golf tournament, what you're going to sink the money in for?
Where the so the money is directly to our Spartan Band Booster program. And, you know, a high school marching band just really, it's hard to function without a booster program. They provide funds for staffing our camps. They provide meals at so many things we do, and then they do all sorts of fundraising and help take our band on awesome trips. Like a couple weeks ago, we went down to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma to watch a drum corps show, and it was super low cost for each individual student, and that was in large part because of all the work that the boosters do to keep costs down for the kids.
Okay, well, before we wrap things up, you know, we've got the disc golf tournament coming up, but I wanted to give Jack and Cass a chance to pump the, really get the community involved and to attend not only the Emporia High football games here this year, but also watch the band performances at halftime. Jack, I'll give you a chance to kind of tout the band as you get ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, so specifically with the band, I think a large reason for going to any football game to watch us is the amount of work that we have put in to devoting our time, especially for, like, drumline. We've memorized not only the entire show music, but then we have our cadences you see on the sides that we play, like the well-known techno and all that. So I really think going out here and showing your support to show that the time and effort we put in has will definitely be rewarded when we see you in the stands.
All right. And Cass, how about you? Why should folks not only attend the football games, but stick around at halftime to watch the band?
Well, honestly, like Jack said, we put a lot of work into these. Plus, I mean, the work that we put into our drills are honestly, it's honestly pretty hard. But also, they're just cool. I mean, and they're fun. So I think that if they want a nice, just relaxing and also entertaining halftime, that they stay around and watch our show.
Sounds good. Well, Jack Wiest, Cass Samples, Glenn Willard, thanks much for joining us here, talking about the fundraising disc golf tournament coming up Saturday, and also to talk about the band season in general, and hope to see you out there a lot here during the course of the upcoming football season.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much for having us.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, big disc golf tournament fundraiser up at the Tech College course here this Saturday. Registration begins at 9, and then a little disc golf action, and then a concert. A little bit of E-High marching band music.
That's going to be fun. And one thing I'm going to be checking in with Glenn is about if they need any volunteer help or anything like that from band parents.
Because Chuck, that was his daughter, by the way, we were talking to.
Yep.
In case people did not know.
And she's getting ready for her, she becomes the family's first drum major.
Ooh,
She's excited about it. I know when the announcement was made back in February and March, I think we blew out the people in front of us.
Wow.
They had it over at the Emporia High Auditorium, and there was a pretty big eruption from Sample's family when that announcement was made.
Well, that's awesome.
It's a pretty cool deal.
So, Chuck Samples will be at E-High football games, won't he?
Absolutely,
yeah,
I will.
I'm
hoping that there are not a whole lot of emergency traffic / breaking news reports to
They're
going to
have to
that.
Wait. They'll have to wait.
At least through halftime.
All right, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It is 8:38. Good morning.
Give your windows and doors the recognition they deserve by replacing those old windows in your home with Heartland brand 100% American-made replacement windows from the Window Company. They're Energy Star approved. Let Howard McGaffin give you a free in-home estimate today.